I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, there's all kinds of great summer concerts coming to the Bay Area. And if you win a pair of tickets to one of them right now, you will also be in the running for the grand prize trip to Las Vegas. All week long, we have tickets to different shows in the Bay, like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, the Zac Brown Band, Lady Gaga. And the winning is all day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So right now, we'll take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. And you will win tickets to some unknown concert.
Oh, today is Coldplay.
That's
oh.
Right, the greatest of them all.
I was all going in my head, like, which one is it today?
It's the one that Homan likes. And then you'll be in the running for a grand prize trip for two to Las Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. Pretty great.
Hey, let me give you something I just got that Vaughn handed to me. It says, hey, Vaughn, congrats. Sarah and Vinny were the top performing show last week. This is on the Looking Glass.
What does that mean?
That means we had the most numbers of all the CBS stations.
No.
On our Looking Glass.
How many morning shows in CBS have this?
I think it's about 40.
Did you ask that?
I have a number in my head, 36.
First place. It doesn't matter if it's 3 or 30.
Is it number
or
one
30.
Or two?
Well, not everyone, they didn't give everyone the cameras.
CBS has 100 stations. Out of 36,
but
that's good.
That great. Have the cameras?
How exciting. Good job, Bon.
Number one. I'll take
number
it.
Number one is number one. Let's stick with number one. It doesn't matter. Maybe there's only two. We beat one guy, whatever.
It's still number one.
Yeah.
Well, he was clearly beating us all this time if they have to announce to us that we're number one now.
Well, usually it's a sports talk show that gets number one, but we're always right there.
Nice.
So just be happy, Sarah.
I'm wicked happy. I don't mean to...
Wicked happy.
Yeah.
Hello, Boston.
I'm looking at the lyrics to the song Billy Ocean by DJ Khaled.
Yes.
You're right. There's nothing really... It's just all about I need a billion dollars, Billy Ocean, more Billies, more problems. My life is like a movie that made the Oscars, turned a key into $1 billion, Billy Ocean.
Well, Billy is a term for billion.
So maybe they call it a Billy Ocean, and that's just there. I got a Billy Ocean dollars.
Wheezy did a cover of the song that used to be a Millie. And he did it a Billy.
Oh. Because who wants a million anymore?
Right. A million. Get out of here. Millions, nothing. I need a Billy.
So now you need a Billy Ocean.
So maybe, yeah, that's just...
That must be it.
You know, worked its way to a Billy Ocean. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I call my kid a squirrel sometimes, and I call my kid a turkey sometimes, and it's warped into Squirrelkey.
Oh, Squirrelkey. Cute. Is that her nickname?
Squirrelkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them. Back to the text. 408 says, high five to Vin for taking one for the team and buying the Ta-Ta towel. I'm a current subscriber to Yuzette's channel and would love to see this review.
Oh, really?
Hooray!
What's it called? The Ta-Ta towel?
Yeah. I'll check if it's on Amazon. I forgot to do that because the sandwich was on my table.
Mm-hmm. We have meetings. We had to eat.
Yeah.
It's hard for us. We're just kids. We need our food.
Is there a towel down there for man area sweat?
That's what it looks like. Something that you could wrap around your wiener.
You see, I'm a 34E, and this towel top is not for the busty. No support.
See, I don't think it's going to work.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Well, I don't think it's supposed to support you. I think it's just supposed to tuck underneath there.
I think that what I envision for this Uzi Reviewzy is for you not only to come out of the shower and put it on.
Oh, you should direct it.
But also, you need to run up the stairs in the top, maybe do... your hairdo in the top.
Yeah, how does it hold up with all this activity?
Jump on the bed like you would do as you're getting
like
ready
for your...
Like I
normally
do
right,
every absolutely.
Morning.
Jump on
We're
the
just
bed
kids. It's
in
fun.
The towel top. Right. Yeah, duh.
All right, then.
510 says, grown-ups aren't required to share. Could you imagine someone saying, give me your phone?
Well, if it was an emergency and they wanted to use it for that. But yeah, just like it's my turn. No, it isn't. Yeah, I mean, I actually agree with a lot of what that lady said. But I do think that if you don't want your kid to be put in that position, then don't let him bring his toys into the park.
It's just an ugly look, though, when your kids get super selfish. It's tough to watch. It's just an ugly look. Sharing toys at the park? Hell no. At my house with a kid that was invited over? Absolutely.
Right. It's being a host.
Sarah, I know how you're feeling. Our daughter is off to her freshman year in a couple of weeks.
You know, it's harder than I thought it was going to be. Well, it's like it's just such a change. It's like a shift. Like it's been what it's been for a long time, and I love it, and I'm used to it, and now I'm super grateful that he's not going far away. Beyond grateful for so many reasons. Not just that he'll be close to us, but that I don't have
to. He was looking at Minnesota
and East Coast schools. He got in a couple over there, and it was just like the logistics of getting the crap that he needs to bring with him just across the bay. And then have to fly him home a few times a year. I mean, we're saving so much money just on flights. It's just, I don't know. You know, at some point they won't live with me anymore. And it's
right.
It's kind of sad. This has been.
Dude, you're going to keep up with Yeah Right on the website.
Well, that kid might not move out.
He's going to be a rock star. You're going to be fine. You're going to be doing stories about your own son.
I told them, if you get rich, build me a little cottage on your property. I'll take care of your chickens and tend your garden.
Chickens?
You've got to have chickens. You know, in the apocalypse, you're going to want eggs. You never know if any. I mean,
all right.
The way the world is going these days. Chickens, rabbits, you know, they breed real fast. You can eat them. Use the fur for clothing.
Are we going to be living in trailers piled up?
In the stacks? Yeah. Maybe.
If we make it that far.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
415 says, isn't saying that you're looking for a female CEO illegal? Sounds like gender discrimination. Probably is. But who's going to call him on it?
What a great headline.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Who's going to call him on it? There's been gender discrimination forever.
Did you see that?
It's rare that it goes that way, right?
Right. Did you see the Google quote? Some engineer at Google spoke anonymously or had,
did an essay?
Right.
Why women aren't genetically supposed to handle tech jobs.
Right. The reason we don't have a lot of women here is because they're just not genetically set up for it.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't see that, really.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thanks for your feelings.
Going back to the DNA test, there's a guy in my job who hates Jews. I think it would be wonderful if he found out he was Jewish, says 916. Yeah, that was a really interesting moment when my brother texted me that ancestry DNA test he took. The results were right there on my text, and I'm looking at it going, oh, I was told I'm Italian-Irish, but it seems I've got a lot more of other stuff in me than anyone knew.
Right. Well, you are more than half Italian, but then the Irish was this tiny thing, and English was your second highest.
Great Britain.
Well, they're all right there.
They are all right there, you're right, but they're not the same.
Mm-mm.
And to me, it meant less than zero. Like, okay.
Right.
Fine.
But you were like, oh, God, if you send this to mom.
Well, I don't know how she'd react to it. I don't know how. I thought that's what made me think. I wonder how many people would be really bummed by this. Mm. And I had Africa on my list. And
you had some Jewish thing or other, right?
Some Jewish stuff, too. Yeah. Euro-Jew.
And then one thing, were you Caucasus or something?
Yeah. Someone said it's the root of Caucasian.
Oh. Well, it was, you said Western Asian Caucasus.
Caucasus.
But I'd never seen it.
I'd never heard of
that before.
My neighbor dad had to stop showering with his daughter when she said, hey, dad, you got a poop hanging off you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really weird how they process this stuff. Mm-hmm. She called it my butt. Your butt sticks out and mine doesn't.
She just thinks the whole area
I don't
is
know.
Butt.
Yeah, it was like, I don't feel like you should get
I suddenly need my privacy.
You don't need to be in the shower with Dad anymore. Stop it. Mm-hmm. You have to be a descendant of an Italian male to get dual citizenship, says 650. A red passport is all of Europe. They all have red passports. So whether you're Italian or Irish or English, it doesn't matter.
So they can travel pretty freely between the countries.
Vinny, iPhones replaced the gun with a squirt gun. It's more PC.
Dumb.
Yeah, that's
totally dumb.
The person that texted me, there's a gun and then sent me the picture and it's a green. I was like, no, you can't. The whole point of the text I was trying to send was...
I wasn't going to shoot myself in the head with water.
Right.
Android all the way.
I was trying to make a point.
Well, but if someone's life was affected by
I
guns.
Got that, but that's how it goes back to... I think the people I was sending that to knew what I was trying to say.
Right.
Where were you?
Yeah, why were you going to...
Yeah, were you at DMV or something?
Yeah, let's hear that story.
It was something like that. It wasn't the DMV. I haven't been in a
Waiting
while. But
for
it was
your car
something
to
like,
get done.
Kill me. It might have been Toyota in the waiting room. That seems to be a monthly check-in for me.
Well, you are putting 3,000 miles a month on that car, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Needs its oil changed.
Ginny.
Hey, Ginny.
There weren't millions available when Plunkett played. You can thank Jerry Jones for high salaries when he signed up Nike as a sponsor. Oh, come on. You don't think Plunkett's a millionaire?
Oh, he's worth about $8 million.
Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, that's true. That's
Seems
not
low for a big star like him.
It's not the money they make today, but he's still done
well,
very
he's doing
well
a lot
for
of
himself.
Broadcasting, yeah. some endorsement stuff.
Sure.
Sarah, that's a Derek Jeter quote, not a Brett Favre quote.
What quote was it?
The one where he retired from baseball, an old man, and now in the real world, he's a young man.
Well, it was also a Brett Favre quote, though.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure that's the realization of many a sports figure. Like, they feel old, and all they're surrounded by all these rookies or young men, and everyone's trying to edge them out because they're a dinosaur. And then they get out, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm, like, not even halfway done.
And in better shape than all these fools, too.
Right. I didn't spend my 30s eating and watching Game of Thrones.
Lots of people wrote about not enough Big Brother talk today.
Well, you know, how much can you say about it? It's like, yeah. Game of Thrones I could talk about all day, but Big Brother's like, on to the next competition, on to the next thing.
415, regarding Aaron Carter, no thanks. You can keep him straight, people.
Nobody wants him.
Oh, poor Aaron Carter.
He came out as bisexual. In case you didn't hear that story.
Vinny, just because people choose not to be on social media doesn't mean they think they are too cool for it. There are many reasons for not being on it. Right. But if you are in the media, if you are a radio personality or an actor or an actress, often...
What kind of publicity is your business?
It helps your business. That's right. The story was about an actress who said, I got a job because I had more followers on Instagram.
Than the other actress who is a better actress than I am.
And I just followed that down to our lives as well. It also is something that has come up for me. I was in a negotiation not too long ago and they had me look at some people. And I looked at some people and went, I can't even... This person's got two followers. Why would I think to even... It was an interesting moment that person hadn't been on any of the sites at all. Mm. And I thought, that's not a good sign.
Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's relatively new. Like, it took some, you know.
I understand.
Who needs it?
I'm a firm believer, too, in what comes out the speakers is the most important thing. But
Amen.
It was. But that's the picture. I did my research, and that's the picture I'm getting. This person doesn't have any... presence.
Right.
That's interesting. That's what I have to go on here. I don't know this person, and I got nothing coming off of there either.
And these days, that's what you do. You hear about something or someone, and you look it up online, and if there's a zero presence, then you forget all about it and move on to the next thing.
And I would think in radio, if you have zero presence on social networking, it's because you're either A, too lazy, or B, too cool.
Or C, you got fired before Facebook, you know, took off.
Or really, D, you have no
really
ratings.
Got going. Yeah, that too. You keep telling people to sign up for your Facebook page. It's weird that no one is.
Good morning. Longtime listener recently moved to Placerville and still commuting to San Carlos.
Oh, geez.
Thanks for saving my Mondays.
Help
you guys.
A 3-hour commute?
Is that farther than me?
150 miles?
That's farther than Sacramento.
Yeah.
So Sacramento
it's the foothills.
From here, 100 miles. So another 50 miles. Mm,
at least.
It is 150.
San Carlos is another 25 miles.
It's 150 miles each way.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah.
Maybe they commute here and spend the whole week here and then commute home
no,
on
I
Friday.
No, I think they do it every day.
Oh.
It would take 2 hours and 34 minutes each way.
Wow. Right now?
That's your whole life.
That's
rush,
5 hours drive time a day. You couldn't...
That's without traffic.
You couldn't. You I'm couldn't not, do that.
How effective is that person at work?
Maybe they work in the car.
Driving?
They do all their phone calls and stuff. Get all that done.
They have a driver, maybe.
Shout out to Jane, who I saw at the Green Day show, says 510. Of course you did.
Jane, you're playing a game called... God, I've missed that. Called How to Get By Its Real Name.
Sell it.
Make it believe that you just don't feel the same. My Jane!
Here's the picture.
Let me see.
There's good old Jane.
There she is. Good old Jane. Jane, you're playing a game that you never can win, girl.
Probably was backstage with the boys before the show.
It's sure.
Jane, that's what she
Jane.
Does.
It's everywhere.
They're like, Jane's here, everyone.
It's finally a show. Jane's here.
Sarah, did you see Ray Donovan last night? Total reference to IKEA Swedish meatballs.
Oh, funny.
Oh, man, I hope that didn't give away the whole episode.
If they did a whole episode of Ray Donovan sitting in IKEA, there's going to be some problems. We're going to wait. Hooman and I are watching Game of Thrones on Sunday, and when that ends in 3 weeks, we'll start
One's
watching.
Big Brother.
It's pretty
that's...
shocking. What has
well? Don't give it
transpired.
Away.
What happens?
I think that
one's Big Brother. Over.
It's over in mid to late September, isn't it?
Oh my God! It goes on that long?
Yeah, it's 3 months.
Damn.
Started in early July, and I think it's over at the end of September. But I don't know. But not for a while. There's still a ton of people on there.
707 says, sucks we have to turn the radio off and switch stations every Monday because Sarah can't come up with anything else but spoilers for Game of Thrones.
What?
Stop talking about Game of Thrones, says 925.
Why? It's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, get with the program.
All over the news, all over social media.
I read this huge article in the Hollywood Reporter about whether or not Jamie's dead.
He's not dead! There's no... Don't... Oh my God, we're spoiling it.
It is such a good
Too
article.
Too late. Will you send me the link?
Of course.
Jamie was protected by plot armor, Sarah. LOL. He can't
plot
die
armor,
until
hilarious.
He kills Cersei.
Yeah. I do feel that that's what's going to happen.
So, you want me to tell you
he's
what
the Kingslayer, and then he'll
the Hollywood
Queen
Reporter
Slayer.
Says?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
They said him riding with grabbing the spear, going right for Dany, kind of is foreshadowing the way he's going to die. In other words, he's going to die risking his life for something. Most likely Cersei. But that's what the Hollywood Reporter predicts.
Or maybe it's not foreshadowing and he did just get it.
It's deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
A lot of people wrote in. They're so happy Bryn's back.
Yeah, Bryn.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be back. Good to be here.
Hey,
juicing up the show.
650, love the Game of Thrones talk. Bran has to be emotionless because he knows what happens to everyone. If he gets emotionally involved, he can't do his job as the three-eyed raven. He can't tell anyone about their future, which has to be extremely hard for him.
Why not? He should save his family.
Amber has been hanging out with Jason Momoa, says 925.
Jason
shirtless
Momoa is married to someone.
For
Lisa
Justice
Bonet.
League.
And,
oh,
yeah.
Because that's the first time any man would ever cheat, right?
I mean, he's got
would
Lisa
not
Bonet.
Cheat on Lisa Bonet.
They have a couple kids together.
He was engaged when she snatched him away.
Yeah, but it
from
was
his...
Lisa Bonet. He was like, well, what am I going to do?
Did you read that text about Chris Pratt?
What about
that? Oh.
Yeah.
What about
apparently,
him?
There's a rumor that Chris Pratt ended up doing something he shouldn't have with a co-star on the set of, what's the name of that movie?
Passengers. Passengers.
He's tapping Jennifer Lawrence.
There's only one chick in that movie.
Which, what could it be? Yeah.
I loved that movie.
And they had such chemistry.
They did. They were good.
408, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are over. I have no more faith in humanity. Aww. Love stinks. I know. They sold that relationship. I just watched a piece on it. And then I want to say it was a month ago that was about their love and how great they are and how much fun they have. And then you see the story in the news this morning and just go, gotta suck to have that many people invested in your relationship as it's coming apart. You can't even
be honest or have a bad day.
You gotta keep
or
that front up so that no one can, you know.
Whoa. All the gossip sites are saying it is Jennifer Lawrence, the reason for the split.
No.
I can't believe
it. Does she not have a boyfriend right now?
Jennifer Lawrence?
She was dating a director.
Yeah. It doesn't count.
Aronofsky. Yeah.
Oh, Darren Aronofsky? Yeah. She break up with him? Damn, that's a big throw.
That guy's gotten some good people.
Yeah, but he's not.
Who's that?
Darren. He's the guy that directed Black Swan.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, no, he's one got saw a baby. That.
Oh, my God. Of course I did.
Did you see Requiem for a Dream?
Oh, I did see that.
Okay, he directed that, too.
You know that one scene?
Yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
You didn't see Requiem?
It's gnarly.
It looked super
depressing.
He
also directed The Wrestler.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he did The Wrestler?
Yeah.
The
Wrestler was good.
Yeah.
The lesbian scene?
Oh, no, I'm not thinking about that. No, I was thinking about the nasty.
Oh, the drug thing. Yeah, No, the lesbian scene. That girl's so hot, too. What is that girl's name?
Dame Judi Dench?
No.
What?
Isn't that who's in that movie?
That is so hot.
Although she is a Brit, as am I. We're both royal subjects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. We'll never hear the end of this one.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's new information.
Yeah.
He'll be way more interested when I do stories about the royals.
Yes, it'll be like my family. What?
I know. It's weird that you got to work on your English accent, Ben.
Well, maybe I should visit my homeland to really immerse
myself. Maybe you should.
So people,
I'm thinking about going to Italy now after listening to Brin's trip.
Oh, I know.
Damn.
Highly recommend it.
So as soon as this story broke about Anna Faris and Chris Pratt, it's all the fans that went online and started blaming Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh. So it's not confirmed.
No, I mean, listen, I'm getting this from the Sun and the
Mirror.
Have
we checked his phone for any of those pictures she likes to send?
Mm.
They're pretty graphic.
Got to go to Celebrity Jihad.
Oh, we're out of time. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Binny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Welcome back, Bryn.
Thank you.
Great to have you back.
So nice to be home. I was jonesing to get back.
Well, we didn't need you. I mean, Hooman did a great job.
So I hear.
Yeah, he did a super great. I love how Hooman could not let Bryn just get through the music today. He had to like keep popping in. Oh, I got that for you. Oh, there's a couple cuts there for you.
It's a good choice, Bryn. That's a good choice.
But it's like the little sounds, you know, the little sounders. And
it's the
Hooman just wasn't really into that stuff. He wanted to rush back and work on his lunch calendar. Right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, actually, he pulled his calendar up on this computer here, and in between sound bites was busy booking lunches. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
When he was even in here, I would
Jesus.
Give him, you could just see his shoulders slump every little thing I'd give him, and I really tried to not give him too many requests. He goes, now I see why Bryn gets so mad when you don't use all this stuff. I go, Bryn doesn't get mad. He knows I'm not going to use it all. Do you get mad?
No, I don't get mad. It's totally fine. It's part of my job.
And pull all this. You never know how deep I'm going
to
go.
Right. We need to have it just in case.
Oh, what?
I just remembered I got to get a Tata towel.
Oh, yeah. Go on Amazon and order that up. All right. We are going to
get a knockoff brand either.
Yeah,
you
get
the
Tata towel.
No problem.
Yeah. We're going to go do a secret show.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, some special CBS training seminar to go
awesome.
To. We can't wait. Oh, my God, we'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
The bell's on.
You'll find the secret show around noon at RadioAlice.com. And we're going to try and minimize the bleeps. I'm sure there'll still be some bleeps. Maybe we could get a more pleasant sound for the beeps.
What do you have in mind? Really?
Wouldn't that be better than bleep?
Let's just try not to have one single bleep today.
One single bleep?
One single one.
Okay.
Because I want him to post it before we go to the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see if we can
well,
do
we
that.
Well, we got to... Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's... Okay.
Do it.
David
great.
Field.
Have a great day, everybody.
David Field, you hear our struggle. Set us free.
Save us.
David.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.